a Jewish journal article, The Art of Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm. The 11th season of HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm began this week to much anticipation from fans. Curb continues to offer slice-of-life comedy surrounding the show's curmudgeon-in-chief, Larry David. In celebration of the newest season of Curb, a Pacific Palisades art gallery is hosting a David-themed art show throughout the week of the season premiere, until October 31. Titled, The Big Bald Art Show, and showcased at the Bruce Lurie Gallery, it features original works by artists from all over the world, including Australia, Costa Rica, Norway, Argentina, Ukraine, Belarus, Puerto Rico and Israel. The curator and producer of the art show, Steve Maturin, sourced the pieces mostly by searching Instagram and Twitter hashtags and contacting artists directly. "I'm a big pop culture art enthusiast," Maturin told the journal. "There's a lot of Bill Murray artwork out there, a lot of Lebowski stuff, so any artist that I liked, even if they didn't have a Larry piece, I would reach out and ask if they would be interested in featuring something." Enthusiasm was indeed present as hundreds of Curb fans attended opening night. "Every Curb fan who has come through the art show so far has been blown away," Maturin said, noting that a lot of hardcore Curb fans showed up. "It's a very unique show, and people like the variety." Artist Carl Leon's bust of Larry David. Local artist Carl Leon created a Rodin-style bust of Larry David. Another local artist, Naz Harounian, featured several pieces in the art show, including spoof bottles of anxiety medication for David and recurring character Marty Funkhauser, played by the late Bob Einstein. There was a large crochet of David by artist London Kay and a crochet of one of David's catchphrases, "Pretty, pretty, pretty good." Maturin himself created early 1900s-style baseball cards featuring Curb characters. "Larry David has been a lifestyle brand, and the guy who says the things that people may be thinking but won't say adds that cringe factor that ultimately becomes iconic," said Rick Lynch, a creative director in the entertainment advertising world. Lynch sold a painting of David standing on a diving board, which he says symbolizes the character once again walking the plank or pushing towards yet another uncomfortable situation. After a busy weekend of visitors coming to the gallery, Maturin reflected on what draws people to love the show. He concluded that Larry David is unequivocally and unapologetically himself and very opinionated and passionate, and that is what people are drawn to. He said that he understands why some people find David's character annoying, but he lacks any BS and always comes from a place of truth. "Much like David's character on Curb, the best art comes from a place of raw honesty and vicious truth, even if it makes the viewers cringe." The 7 newest episodes, to be released weekly through December 5th, were filmed entirely during the COVID-19 pandemic. If the season premiere episode is any indication, the 11th season will take place in a post-pandemic Los Angeles. Although the show's first season began in 2000, there have been multiple hiatuses. And with season 10 having aired in 2020, this is the first time since the 2004 and 2005 seasons that Curb has had 2 consecutive calendar years with new seasons. Anyone at the opening night of the gallery who mentioned that they have met David said that he is in reality quite a nice guy. So remember as season 11 of Curb Your Enthusiasm unfolds that the show is art, not a documentary.